7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial, number one video game podcast at Arkham Asylum. I'm one of your hosts this week, Bryant Sandman Daniels, and joining me across the universe on Skype is none other than Todd Joker Fortner. What's going on, man?
Good evening. Good evening.
That was like such a like a good evening and welcome to your Tales of Terror type of voice.
That's the kind of week it's been for me, man. I realized that I'm finally going down that motherfucking rabbit hole. But other than that, and I mean, we're recording at nighttime.
Yeah,
that's normally recording unusual. During the day, you know. But it's definitely nighttime now, man. How are you doing this eve, sir? How are you doing? I've been selfishly talking about myself before we started recording.
Boring. Bored, like, just, yeah, like, there's nothing for me to talk about as far as that. It was another day at work, and I drove home, and crazy-ass Dallas traffic, and when that starts to become boring, you know that your life is boring. When Dallas traffic is boring, but at least I got to bump Funeral, and I really like that album, so I'm good with that. That's a good album. I like that album a lot. Like, that's the first Wayne album I've liked in a long time. Like, I'm really mixed, like, man. top to bottom. That's what
I'm mixed because I know the hood fucking with Funeral. I've been listening to Funeral. I've been listening to the Yo Gotti album since it came out. They dropped on the same day. I really, I prefer the Yo Gotti album.
And I do too.
Hurts me being a Cajun person and loving Wayne forever. And I even like the title, how if you flip Funeral, it's spelled Lil Wayne. But it's something about that album, bruh, that it ain't connected with me like it's been connecting with a lot of folk. If I'm going to keep it real, it just haven't. I'm trying to. I just can't fuck with it like I want to.
Man, that Yo Gotti album's solid too. That Yo Gotti album is solid too. I feel you. Funeral's got a couple tracks. Like more consistently, I like the Yo Gotti album. Funeral has a few letdowns for me. Like people were really talking about Wayne's World, and that's the one track like I didn't connect with that much. I was like, I'm not feeling this track. The closer of it. But for the most part, the rest of the album, I really, really enjoy quite a bit. But how are you? How are you? We talked about it's been a crazy ass week. It's been a weird week. We meant to do some stuff last week with the YouTube that just didn't happen.
Yeah, okay. So look, let's okay. All right. Welcome to Skip the Tutorial.
Yes.
Did you want to lay out what we normally talk about and do and yeah. How this is going to be a different episode and we just doing it for the passion, doing it for the love, baby.
Absolutely. So normally me and Todd get together, what we do is we talk about video games. It's our favorite thing in the world. If you think it's not, I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
It's one of our many favorite things.
Yes.
Don't downplay yourself. You're a bit of a Renaissance man.
I like right? a lot.
But we are very passionate about the gaming, man. We are very passionate about the gaming because it brings all of us together. It's really not even about us. It's about the idea of, okay, what is the most common thing that all people's nowadays can fuck with?
Exactly.
And that we love as well. And it's the gaming. But yeah.
Exactly. I mean, my favorite lyric of all time is "Don't play with me. I'm not an Xbox" from Jeezy. That's how much I love games. It's my favorite lyric of all time. Anyway, so we get together. We talk about video games. Usually we break down what we've been playing, the news or a roundtable, or we do a top seven. This week we are doing a top seven. It's just we're recording at a different time, so it's a little unusual. And we got a lot of work energy built up that we need to get off of our chest. We got a lot of stressful life energy built up. We didn't get to sleep before doing this one. We didn't get to play the video games on a Friday night like we usually do.
I'm about to go, man. I'm almost done with Kakarot. I'm like literally on Mahjong Buu. I just stopped.
You're there.
If we was recording tomorrow, I would Kamehameha all over the face of all my enemies. Like I'm there, like, and I'm glad we'll talk about that one. But yeah, I interrupted you again. I just had to get that out when we were talking about the games because I'm
gonna have to get that in over the face of my enemies. I will Kamehameha all over you, bitch. That's what I like to hear. That's my favorite thing in the world. Wait,
Minasaku.
It's a different night.
The piccolo.
Get the piccolo.
Your ass.
Piccolo your ass, bitch. That's the way it goes.
That was a good one.
Woo. But yeah, so we're doing top seven this week. We're doing top seven. What are we doing? Top seven what?
Sidekicks, sidekicks, man. Sidekicks. Fuck it. It'll just be a fun loose one.
Yes. It's a fun loose one. It's never fun when it's loose. It's never fun. Never. It's worrisome. If anything in life is loose, it's worrisome. That seat, the airplane.
What about your foot?
Oh, no, no. Then you're having a good time. But then you're not having sex because the town banned it. Because the Beaumont, that's the name of the town. Strangely enough, it's where I'm from. But in the movie, it's Beaumont, and they banned sex. And so now teenagers have to dance, and then they ban that too. They said no banning, no dancing, no sex, no doing anything illegal. That's what they said. Bitch, we have to have fun. And by the way, that's such a stupid story. They're like, we banned dancing because a bunch of kids drove across a bridge one night to get to the next town over to go dance, and they died. Like, who does that? Who bans it for one accident? It's not right. The dancing that they had an accident with. It was a car accident. Ban cars. Don't ban dancing. Ban cars. Go back to horsebacks, buggies, and be Amish and shit. But even the Amish get down.
Right. So hold on. Wait. Okay. So let's bring it back in. Yes. All right. We're gonna plug video game. This is gonna be something. As you can see, welcome, Sonic, for our STTOGs.
Yes. It's a Sonic type of recording. Get ready.
Shout out, Bootyism Bob. We might re-release the Bootyism religion.
Yes.
You know, information just to refresh people on how that came to be STG tribeness. But yeah, sidekicks. But before we get into that, so the YouTube thing last week, because we just fucking around with the YouTube. If you are listening to this on our faithful Anchor or Podbean or any podcasting sites, thank you. We trying to, you know, dip our feet into YouTube or whatever. So
yes.
Ryan has taken that on as he always does. That's why I say he's the Renaissance man, right? He's the homie. It's a big reason why I fuck with him on this. It's just we try to do our thing, man. Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly motherfucking time, right?
That's right.
So he do his thing, I do my thing, we doing our things, living our life. One thing that he do is take care of the YouTube thing. I ain't never ask him to fuck with the YouTube shit because I feel like I'm an artist. He's an artist. Don't tell the DJ what to play. Let him do his thing. I trust him. Now, we talk about, you know, certain little pieces of information we might want to put out there, maybe child requested or something else or whatever, and just have some little fun with it. It's not a big deal. And if you do fuck with us, check out the YouTube, like it, and subscribe with it, and fuck with us.
Ring the bell.
We'll get to the games. You can check out some of the older shit. You know, it's cool. Listen to the podcast. It's dope. But anyway, I send some information to Brian, and I never tell him, or like, really, what I think about it. I just let him do his thing. So I'm thinking, okay, let me send this to him because this, I do want this kind of be pointed out for a certain reason and try to put this clip up there. So I'm thinking it's all understood and everything and it's all good. So a few days go by and then there was some issues with the YouTube. I'm not tripping. I'm not pressing it. I didn't even have to do it. I'm not the one downloading it and uploading it. He's doing his thing. So I'm like, no, I didn't even think about it. I didn't even go and look at the Facebook and notice that, it was even acknowledged. So anyway, getting to the point, making a long story longer. Like
long story longer. I like it.
At the end of the day, like the YouTube clip come out, and I'm not gonna lie, I get excited about the shit just because I enjoy creating and fucking with the tribe, and it's therapeutic for me.
Absolutely.
So I thought. And it was like it was the exact opposite of what I had asked to do. And I mean, it was a specific, it's like, so when this happened, I'm like, damn, this is like the only time I ever do this. It's like, Brian fucking with me right now? Is he fucking with me? For what? Why would my brother do this?
And then I sent you a screenshot of Yo Gotti's album that said, Know Your Place. Put that together too.
Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, I haven't been sleeping lately. And I'm having bad dreams.
Oh, no.
I've been up since 4:32 this morning. So cool. I'm not complaining. Not making excuses. Just saying, man. This is who you're listening to.
Yes. Welcome to the show.
So by the time I get through processing all of this information, know my place, Black History Month started 5 days ago in my mind. I'm like, is this motherfucker fucking with me? Does he think I'm Daryl Davis? This is not what this is. I can't even focus on the video game now. What is this shit? Like, I like the clip, but this ain't what we discussed. Why didn't he discuss it with me? Was it a technical issue? Couldn't have been.
No.
I'm going to have to address this. Fast forward. We don't get a chance to talk. I don't even want to. It was like a flash, and I was just like, I forgot about it. I was like, I'll talk about it later. I figured out, fuck it, it's got other life shit going on. Then today, my girl don't answer the phone 4 times. I pull up at her job like I'm motherfucking Goldie or something. Like, I'm tripping, cuz. What's going on, B?
You're not sleeping.
It's not time. Is it therapy or psychiatric time?
It is sleep time. That's what it is. It is sleep.
Man, I gotta finish Kakarot.
But to
finish, anyway.
Yeah. So to finish the story, what ends up happening is you texted me the clip. I misread certain things. And so I dropped in on the clip and I go, I guess Todd wants me to put up the clip about talking about Judgment, even though I thought to myself, I was like, I mean, that's only interesting to like a very small minor of people. And I was like, I thought we should put up the Kobe thing. And it was like, okay, I guess this is what we're doing. And so,
yes, if you see a YouTube clip that's 24 minutes and 8 seconds long with the Kobe Bryant cover on it, that's how it got there. Sorry for wasting your time, but thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. We definitely appreciate it.
This shit is senseless, man, because it doesn't make sense.
No, it does. It doesn't always make sense. But, so, and I'm not going to do shout-outs this week, necessarily. However, mostly because I usually pull those up the day before we record, and this has been a pressed week for both me and Todd. And we both, I think we just need a rest. We need a day, like a Saturday, just fully to ourselves. But thank you for everybody who gave us feedback on last week's episode. Thank you for reaching out. The one that I will say is that Mike Pony, he fed back and he said he would gladly sing the harmonica during the Mad Max time on the STT tribe. And he offered Big Willie to drive the trucks. And I was like, yeah, okay, that sounds good. That sounds like a plan to me. But everybody gave a bunch of great feedback. So,
man, shout out Big Booty's Bar for Hope Hack Store again, because that shit, the memes, everybody, shout out everybody in the group. We all dealing with evil Facebook, but it's fun. It's fun to be there with y'all.
It really is.
I need to get into Discord, man. Make Discord great again. Greater, greater. I know it's great in there. Make Discord greater, even greater than great.
You know, Trump's press secretary is going to be in Dallas in like a week. Maybe we could just go like, hey, do you want to come make Discord great again? Just to ask the question.
Only thing I'm going to say about that is, man, because I haven't been paying attention, but I'm on record saying that shit right there was going to turn out exactly like it turned out.
Exactly.
Like, it was just a waste of time.
Yeah, it turned out exactly. That's like, exactly what it is.
And coronavirus.
It's the death toll is up. Coronavirus death toll is up. It's gotten higher.
The Antarctica was 65 degrees today.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Life is good, though, man. All bullshit aside, the moral to it is, even with all that, as crazy as this week has been, as fucked up as it is, sometimes with all the foolishness that goes on, like, I still, like, we don't have to do this, bro.
No, we like, don't, but we do.
I still enjoy it, and at the end of it, it's like, there's the therapy in it, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Keeping it real. It's just two friends working shit out.
That's what we need to do, too, sometimes. That's what we need to do. We work through these things together as a group and as friends and as brothers. That's what we do. That's how we rock this every day.
And we're covered.
Oh, no.
Give me a hug.
one of the greatest, man.
R.P. Juice WRLD.
I still, the idea that I put up the wrong clip and then sent you a snap or an image of Yo Gotti's Know Your Place.
I was like, I never even asked him to do this. I don't even, you know, I don't give a fuck. I'm doing the other thing. Come on, man.
That kills me. And I was like, I was just trying to point out, I was like, Yo Gotti's album's good.
And that go to, see, man, that just go to show you how fucked up things are. Like, as much as we love the digital world, it's like, we gotta, like, when you don't communicate and talk sometimes, shit get mixed up that quick. It's all through it.
Does.
Like, this text me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, and it's so fucking retarded because that's literally how I've always sent you, like, the specific minute point.
Yeah.
So, I was pissed off behind your back. I want to publicly apologize to you for that.
Not even, no worries. Misunderstandings we'll see, cause things.
Right.
Trust right. me, man. Trust me.
I don't know how this is gonna go, bro, but
you it's know, gonna you go know good. Let's you know get in. Love. Let's get into the top seven list, and it is all love every single day. It's all love. But let's get into this top seven list. We're talking about top seven video game sidekicks this week. Todd, what is your number seven? By the way, I have no also runs because this was a harder list to put together than I thought.
And honestly, see, this is where communication goes awry again, and I'm not prepared. Because I didn't keep my list strictly to video games.
No now, worries. Probably no worries.
Video game adaptations. But I think it might surprise you what I start my list with.
That's okay. I'm good with that. So top seven sidekicks overall. Let's do
favorite.
That.
My favorite top seven.
Mine will Luigi. Be video games.
Luigi.
Number seven.
That's my number seven.
I love Luigi.
Because it's like... Does because then I think about it. Does Luigi he is a sidekick?
He's a sidekick. In my mind, he's the real character because Mario's an asshole, and we've established this. We have.
I mean, I know Luigi's. I know he has his own standalone in Luigi's Mansion, and even still, even with that, doesn't he feel like a sidekick? So
every
that's
time.
Why he's the number seven on my top sidekick list.
I still want a Luigi 64. I want somebody to do a Luigi 64 like a Mario 64. He doesn't get enough credit. And let's be real. He came out with that fire during Mario Kart when he was throwing people all those looks. You remember the looks when he'd win and he'd be passing by him? He'd just be like pissed off Luigi. And he's like, bitch, I got you. Love Luigi.
Ever since you made that joke about Luigi Mansion, the goo joke.
Oh, yeah.
I think I look at him differently.
Yeah, he's...
Anybody should... They should go back. People, if you fuck with Luigi's Mansion, you did a really good review on that. Good sir.
Go check that one out. That was a good one. Yeah. It was a good game. I still think about that game. My number seven is from the DuckTales game, and it's from the Darkwing Duck game, and that's Launchpad McQuack. Because Launchpad McQuack is my homie, and he always will be. I love me some Launchpad McQuack. He's a good character. He's funny. He can fly things. He's fun to fly around with. Like, who doesn't like Launchpad McQuack? If you don't, you're un-American. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at in my life. If you don't like a cartoon character from a 1980s cartoon, you're un-American. That's my number seven. That's my number seven. Todd, what's your number six?
That's amazing. My number six... It's going to be... Actually, this is going to be kind of cheating. All right? He's not in the game. And I hate to admit this. But it's BD1. He is in the game.
He's in the game. He is.
He really should be higher than that.
He's great, though.
He really should be number one.
I need to go back to
but
that.
But BD1 is super dope, bro. Like, Jedi Fallen Order was my favorite game this year. Pound for pound. Like, just game. Or 2019, I believe. And... BD1 was like essential to that. Like, he's one of the dopest, you know, sidekicks ever, in my opinion. Just the way he carries himself when you traverse through the land and he makes himself small. And I mean, he's a huge part of the story too. He helps upgrade everything. And he was just dope, like how they integrated him in the game. I was really concerned about how that would play out when the game actually came out, but it exceeded my expectations. So y'all are going to see how much I actually fuck with Star Wars probably a little bit on this list. That is my number six, good sir.
Somebody would like to have a conversation with you about selecting BD1, though. And his name is BB-8. He would like to have a conversation with you. Why, Todd? Why?
You are because you ain't as good as BD1. Everybody know that shit. Oh. Even though you're rolling ass. No, you know what, though? I'm almost envious of that. That shit is dope.
It actually rolls around. It connects to an app on my phone, and I drive my dogs crazy with it. I got it for Christmas like 4 years ago because I'm a child, and I'm a grown man, and every time I go to Christmas, they're like, hey, you see this giant X-Wing? Here's this giant X-Wing we bought for you. And I'm like, that's good. What do I do with that? It's going to sit in the corner. That's what it's going to do. It's going to sit in the corner. That's all I know what to do with it.
That shit's dope, though, man.
I do. I love it.
You were the kid. Like, I wouldn't have wanted to rob you as a child, but I wouldn't have been. Can you count this for me, please? I wouldn't have wanted to rob you, but I would have, like, kind of in the back of my head wanted to steal some of your shit.
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
I was never a thief. If you steal, you'll kill.
Yeah.
If you steal, you'll kill. That's what my mother say. But no, that shit is fire, though, fool. That X-Wing, I've been looking at it for a minute. I actually like the way you reset your shit. I don't act like I'm not going to focus on the Everlast heavy bag, though. So don't act like I'm the only motherfucker that's around here losing their mind. Because I know you've been up in there.
That's right. Yeah,
you kind of remind me of the Russian in Apollo. If he dies.
That is such a, just like.
Close the border.
Oh, God, I love Rocky IV. The hero was the Russian.
That was for, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, Ivan Drago.
Fall in the tower!
Yes, that was for. God, such a sad moment, too. Such a sad moment. Especially for Rocky. Nice. But when he gets the revenge at the end, and he beats the crap out of Drago, and he's just
that
like...
That is one of my favorite montages.
The whole movie?
His the training montage.
Yes.
Whenever, you know, he's in the wilderness with the dog and shit. Damn, we old.
We but really
that's
are.
That's just nostalgia shit. That's definitely.
Here's how old we are.
Guy. Right.
I still have my VHS copy from when I was 7. And I still watch it every now and then. I found my VHS player. I found my VHS player. So, update. I'm going to get in some trouble with the FBI. Wait.
Hey, man. Oh, yeah. Everybody, I'm wearing this LA hat. Shout out on Nipsey. Shout out my dude, Kerry. I just want to throw that random bullshit out there for no motherfucking reason. Just because, fuck it. Why not?
You know the guy Russ? The hip-hop guy Russ? Whatever his name is. I think it's just Russ.
Is he white?
Yeah.
Long hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you talk about.
Yeah, he released a new album today. And I was listening to it. And it was one of those that I was like, yeah, he's got chops. Don't get me wrong, he does, but it's kind of boring. And Rick Ross signed off on him, and I'm like, well, if Rick Ross signed off on him, I'm going to check it out because I like Rick Ross. And I just couldn't get into it. And the moment I turned it off was I forget what he's flowing about, but he was talking about, and he started bringing up Nipsey. And I'm just like, I felt some type of way about that, and I turned it off. And I was like, nah, bro. Nah, I'm gonna turn this off right now. Like, not feeling this. Not with this dude. Speaking of that though, there's a part in Wayne, I don't know if you caught it, and I'll get on to my number 6, but there's a part in Funeral where he actually references, he says, put respect on my name, where you think I got that? And I was like, oh, ow, ow, that was good.
Look, I'm not saying he not spitting. I'm not saying that. I got to give it another try.
Give it another try. Because,
right, like, you got to understand, though, man, we had this conversation before. Me and Wayne, I feel like Wayne, like, shit, you know, I grew up with Wayne. I saw Wayne when I was a child, and he was riding around in a Porsche with a yellow bone. Like, I respect the fuck out of Wayne, like, as far as his career and the Hot Boys and, you know, BG, Turk.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Manny Fresh.
Juvie.
Birdman before everybody knew they was kissing each other in the mouth.
Yeah, all that shit. That was a little weird. I forgot that came
shit
out.
Shit like that. Yeah. But all through all that, I fuck with him. It's just, Lil Wayne just also got caught on a plane with marijuana, guns, coke, heroin, and some crystally shit in crystally form after RP Juice WRLD.
RP.
So I think maybe some of it is like, I'm not hating, it's not judgment. It's just like being a fan of Wayne like that, I just hold him at a standard of like, I'll go back to old Wayne shit still, but I'm gonna give Funeral a try. I really am. I need to, like I say, it's been a weird week, man. I've been bugging out anyway.
Yeah.
But that Gotti shit, out the gate, I'm fucking with Gotti.
Oh, yeah.
Know your worth.
Yeah.
Out the gate.
That and whole album is amazing.
Right. Go to, okay, we, for those that, you know, I have also made it to this point that I don't regularly listen to the show. Our regular listeners, we appreciate you. We love you. You know what I'm saying? We need to do another shout, like giveaway, iTunes. Yeah, fuck it. We'll do that. If you made it to this point, what do you think about the funeral album? Let us know. And
yes,
fuck, we'll do a $35 giveaway for you. I mean, fucking
Amazon
card Amazon giveaway. Also, like, for iTunes review, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We'll give that shit away.
Yeah, but, and
what's
real,
what's your number?
Real quick before I move on, don't sleep on that True and Two Chains. No Face, No Case. Oh, yeah. No Face, No Case. That's a good record. I listened to that today at work. My number six. I can't believe we're only on number six. But my number six is Epona from Legend of Zelda. It's the horse he rides around. It's Link's horsey. He says it's a good horse. It's got big feet. This Clydesdale looking horse. And it's pretty good. It's pretty good, but I just like that horse, and I like to feed that horse apples and just take care of horse and brush that horse's mane and be like, you're a pretty horse. You're a pretty, pretty horse. Why don't we go be friends? And that's my number six.
That's dope, I guess. I'll just let you breathe on that one.
I'm not gonna lie. I was disrespected. I had to look that shit up real quick again because, you know, normally I have it in a different kind of form. But I'm glad you like horses, especially coming off of, I believe, last week's episode. We were talking about Red Dead Redemption, so I guess that's a new thing or old thing.
It's like an old new thing. It's like they finally made
shout
horse
out
balls.
Fucking Shanice.
Yes.
Was it Shanice that was just like, thank you for being fucking smart? Thank you.
Yes.
Because like now when I go back on, I'll probably go back on the game now just to see that. Like, I now that I'm talking that shit, I had a female horse too.
And you know, I didn't even think about that. I was so focused on the horse balls that I forgot.
My stupid ass had to. I was riding that big black Clydesdale for the longest. I was like, come on. But,
Is that what a horse sounds like? That's not a horse.
It sounds like the human in your trunk on the VHS.
How'd you see it? How'd you see it? I don't understand.
Yeah.
So focused on horse balls, I forget about horse vaginas. Anyway, what's your number five? It's a Friday night. Friday night, and I feel all right. Get to dancing. Number five, Todd.
I love you, bro.
Love you too, man. We're going to take this ship down together. That's what it does. Whatever.
All right. Right. All right. We go crash together, cuz. We go crash together. It's Richard Pryor's character Slim in the Mac.
I love that.
That legit, he really could be way higher, but I had like he was like the greatest sidekick ever.
He really was, man.
To me, you know what I'm saying? Out of my, you know, film experience or entertainment experiences in general, that's one of my favorite. Really, the documentary is my favorite thing to watch.
I was just ever. About to say that. If you haven't seen the Mac, I've got it up on that shelf. But that documentary on that DVD is incredible.
Like, but you gotta watch the movie and the documentary to get both.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But the documentary is a shit. But yeah, because even the documentary breaks down even furthermore why Slim, Richard Pryor's character, Goldie's main man, sidekick hand, motherfucking Slim Richard Pryor on the Mac, bro. 1973 exploitation film. Happy Black History Month.
Cha-cha-cha. Great selection, sir. Great selection. My number five is from God of War. It's Atreus. God of War. Atreus, great sidekick. Used arrows. Was awesome. Became pretty buff at the end. Teach him a bunch of lessons and tries to, like, kill a man and gets all excited about it. And then you're like, you shouldn't be excited about killing this man. It was good. That's my number five.
What's the rule with that? Damn it, I forgot the rule.
Oh, if
we got the same one on the list.
If it's higher on the list, you get to talk about it, too. Yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, Atreus.
Yeah. Where's it at?
Here's my number three.
Ooh.
My motherfucking number three.
Good selection. Because,
you know, I'm a God of War.
Yes.
And really, it was more... it was probably because just it was so well done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's still just an extension of Kratos himself and just how it played off of one another and how I was concerned on when I first started seeing the gameplay before the game came out, I was very skeptical on how that was going to play out.
Yeah.
And it actually is one of the best gaming mechanics that I've ever experienced, I think. Like, so balanced. Like, when I thought about it, I was like, oh, yeah, I was only playing technically as Kratos, but throughout the entirety of that game, it just flowed naturally.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It felt so, like, it just connected so well. And then when you're, like, it got to a point where you stop thinking about it. You don't even realize that you're using him.
Like, bringing this list up, it's one of those things where, I don't know, man. Bringing this list up, it just makes me revisit and think about how much I love that game and why it was such a great game overall. It didn't have to be that 100-hour experience because they literally gave you so many seamless mechanics that you didn't even think about it. Like the fake no loading and everything, and they were having conversations, father-son conversations. I think that's part of what it is, too, just that father-son dynamic of it. So it was just beyond a sidekick, and it had one of the more epic ending battles for both parties.
One of the best. Like, the Stranger fight from the beginning to the end was incredible, and then now I'm ready to kick Thor's ass. Like, I'm ready for God of War 2 for the PS5. I'm ready for God of War 2. I'm ready to go in there and whoop up on Thor. Like, we doing this. We doing this. We going through Norse mythology. We going to tear it down. Tear them all down. I don't care. I never did. I don't care. By the way, real quick, catch up. My number three was Luigi as well. So you brought up Luigi. Yeah, my number three was Luigi as well. I forgot about that rule, but yes.
Yeah. Shout out to top five.
Top five of death.
Of death podcast.
Yes.
For that rule.
Yes.
I know you're not listening, but that's a good show. Check those motherfuckers out.
It's a very good
show. They're dope. I had an enjoyable time recording with them. But anyway. So we got to give them credit for that.
Absolutely.
That took shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind recording with them again soon, eventually. But, you know, it was fun for what it was. You're number four. You're number four.
Michael Franzese. Alex Ricci.
Alex Ricci.
That was good.
That was good.
My number four. Yes, yeah. Tails. Doing cocaine with Sonic Man.
Guess what my number four is?
Tails. Boats and hoes. Boats and hoes.
PowerPoint. Excel. Synergy.
Fucking, what are we doing this for? We're too old for this. I still got my work sweater on, like I'm Bill Cosby. I'm finna
still got my work shirt on. Work. Oh no.
I love it.
Number four is definitely Tails for the both of us. Why is Tails in the middle of the pack? He's just like, he's okay. He's got two tails.
Right. Like, he was, I mean, why not Knuckles?
Yeah.
Why not Knuckles?
You know what? That's a good point, but Knuckles was an idiot in the cartoon.
Right, like even Knuckles, you know, he had the knuckles and shit, but it's just something about Tails. I think it was just because Tails was one of those first.
He was like one of the first sidekicks.
He was like Atreus.
Yes. You always gave Tails to the player you didn't like the most. You're like, you want to play these games? You play as Tails.
He should just kind of float back there, and he was always kind of cool because he would always grab like that random ass ring, or if you got
him,
just float right behind you, or he might just catch you right there. Right when he was about to fall off the cliff, like he was always there.
Yes.
Sonic needed that bag, baby. He would just whip that shit up on his tail. Boom. Sonic turned golden.
Man, I love it. Speaking of that, I got Sonic Adventure from the Dreamcast. I've been needing to bust that open. Bust it open right. Bust it open all night.
Nah, bro.
Not referencing Sonic.
I need to go to bed. You need to get out.
I'm going to.
I need to get 2 days worth of sleep. You need to get out of 6 hours worth of sleep and get out of the house.
You're not lying.
You need to get out of the house. You need to get out of the house until you see Sonic.
That's going to happen. It's happening. It's happening.
What number are we on?
Two. It's your number two. We did our number fours and threes already. So.
My number two is Cortana. From Halo.
How did I know that?
Is my shit.
And
as much as I show love to my Sony exclusives, what they are, when it comes down to it, Cortana, even though, I mean, in a way, it's kind of like a cheap sidekick, but it's just something about her voice that was calming in the wars of Halo. And I just, it just, anything to give Halo a little bit of credit and boost right now, because I really did. That's one of my favorite things ever. That's by far one of my favorite gaming experiences ever. So
it's really good.
I still think that's one of the most dope interest mute. Like, the music in it is still dope, and she's just a complete part of the ambiance, and she does ride with you through the whole thing.
And she's, I mean, still there.
Right.
Halo Infinite. It's happening this year, 2020.
Looking forward. Are you excited about it?
Yeah. I'm not really sure if I'm gonna get the console though. Like, I'm still trying to figure out if I'm gonna bust out for it, or if I'm just gonna stick
what
to
the old CEO of Microsoft, or not Microsoft, but the CEO of Xbox was saying.
Mm-mm.
About competition, about Sony and Nintendo not even being their competition. They're more looking at Stadia or like Google or Amazon,
which makes sense, right?
Because of the tens of billions of dollars of cloud infrastructure that they already been, you know, investing in.
I think we've been talking a little bit about this, and I think, yeah, it makes sense.
Right.
It does.
I mean, just look at the stock prices. Like, I think Microsoft trading right now probably 140 something. Like, this is the thing. Like, when motherfuckers start talking shit like that, like, hold up, what is fucking
better than Atari's trading at right now?
Real quick, so the people that he referenced, so Microsoft trading at 183 right now, 183.65, right? Microsoft, who owns Xbox, Sony itself is trading at what you trading at? Sony's trading at $70.26. Nintendo is trading at $46.03.
Do you know what Atari is trading at right now? Don't look it up. What? Just take a guess. Take a guess.
$12.08.
38 cents. They're trading at 38 cents. About to launch them hotel lines. We better buy into that stock.
Hey, as we going to Arizona?
Yeah, well, Arizona, hell yeah, we are. I want to stay in an Atari hotel. And if a room don't come with Atari, I'm gonna speak to the manager. That's my.
Get all the whole packs
with the managers. It better come with an Atari and a copy of ET.
I'm playing no motherfucking games around this bitch, cause nah, man. But nah, man. So anyway, that was a bit of a tangent. I'm just saying, like, I always look at shit like that when people get to talking shit like that. Like, why hold on one moment. Why, you know, they are looking at it and it's Sony not even being competition, because they are a hitter. But we talk about that all the time. One moment. Sarah, can you do me a favor and get the door? My apologies, bro.
No worries.
That's two. What's
what is yours?
This should be no surprise to anybody who listens to the show. My number two is the Palico for Monster Hunter. Just, it's your cat. You take your cat with you, and you can equip it with weapons, and it kills things. And you can name your cat whatever you want, but it's your Palico. That's my number two. Todd, what is your number one?
All right, believe the shit or not. Appreciate you, man. Just take the... All right, give me a second. But yeah, I gotta give. We're gonna do number one sidekick. It's gotta be old bitch ass Robin, man. Just
because
he's a bitch. He is a quintessential. Who wants to be the sidekick is the moral to the motherfucking story. Everybody wants to be the hero, but he carried a motherfucking sidekick. When you think sidekick, what's the first motherfucking sidekick you think of? Somebody
Robin.
Say, hey, so fuck it. I'm gonna keep it cliche.
I'm gonna
keep it cliche with shit. But you know what? I know we got a few listeners. I know we also been talking about, I know this is kind of random too. But we've been talking about music and shit. Right? We've been talking about Lil Wayne and a few.
My boy Nick, what's your kinfolk name again, man? What's the put?
DEV. Y'all need to check him out. We've been talking about rap shit earlier with the funeral album. We've been talking about, you know, Yo Gotti album that just came out a little bit earlier. But we got some up and coming people coming out. You know what I'm saying? Just trust me, I'm gonna be plugging some shit in. Might even put some shit up on the website whenever it go out. But DEV, You know what I'm saying? It's a smooth, like an R&B vibe. It's not even on that other shit, but he talking about some real shit and it sound good and clean. 90, 90 type. Like a 90, like, yeah, 90. Like some old 90s. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? People, DEV, got to get that shout out. But yeah, that's my last little shit. What's your number one, my brother? What's your number one?
My number one is Clank from Ratchet and Clank. That's, I love that smart ass robot. Yeah. I do. That's it. Yeah. That's all we got. That's been this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial. Let us know if you agree or disagree with our opinions at skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com, Twitter at @STT_pod, Instagram.com/skipthetutorialpod, or Facebook.com/skipthetutorialpod. And as we always do before we sign off, stay humble.
Stay humble.
Humble bundle.
What the fuck, bro? You're going to be canceled. Damn.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, bro.